Word was God. And when I think of this, I think, in the beginning, that sounds familiar. So we go back to Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the earth. Okay, God created. Verified again in John chapter 1. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life. Him. This is a person. The Word was a person. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now, when my children were very young, this was back in the 80s, I was having nightly Bible studies with them. We'd read a chapter out of the Bible. We started with Matthew, Mark, Luke, then we got to John. The neighbor kids even began to come over in their pajamas and before they went to bed, and we'd all sit in the basement and we'd read a chapter every night. I opened up to John and I read, in the beginning, what we just read, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And something began to come over me. I knew the scripture, I knew about the scripture, but I was being spoken to. This was coming alive to me. He was in the beginning with God, all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. I kept on reading. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, this is a different John than the John writing. I think John was a common name then, too, just like now. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. We have to stop and wonder, why does the world not know him? He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. Now, he came to his own. That means, it sounds like he came home. Okay? But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. This is interesting. Become children of God to those who believe in his name, the name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh. Oh, a little more light shed on this. The Word became flesh. Who is this flesh? And dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Sounds like they're talking about Jesus. But why would he do this? Why would he come as flesh and dwell among us? You know, if we go back to Genesis again, at the creation, Adam and Eve were created not fallen, but they had a will, they had choice. And they made a choice to walk away and do something that they were not to do. And sin came into their life, and we, as their descendants, have taken on that same nature because they were fallen. But we were created special. When God created, we got to the people, he created them in his image. No other part of the creation was, he said that was created in his image. Not only created, the word even changed. The creation here was formed. He formed us in his image. He loves us. He wants us back with him. This is why he came as flesh, and we saw his glory. But unfortunately, most did not see it. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, he comes after me as a higher rank than I, for he existed before me." So he always was. "For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace through truth were realized through Jesus Christ." We're learning who the flesh is, Jesus Christ. "No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." When we read in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they give an account of what Jesus did, what he said. But John had a different relationship with Jesus. His was a relationship that was much closer. He had a relation. Peter had this relationship, and James had this relationship. But John is showing us who Jesus is. We learned through Matthew, Mark, and Luke what he said, what he did. We learned about him. Now we know him. When I look at what's the further significance of this, we can go to probably the most well-known scripture in the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." This is really good news. He wants us back with him. There are those that say, I'm looking. God is not here. Where do I find God? They go to church. Where do I find God? I came. I hope I can find him this time. He is here. He is here. What we have to do is to receive him. For those who received him, believed in him and received him. If you have believed in him, and not just believe about him, but believe in what he did. He paid the penalty for this sin nature at the cross. When he died on the cross, that was the ultimate sacrifice. He bought us back. Sin has no claim over us anymore. We don't have to allow it. Receive him. He's here. He wants us. If you do believe this and you confess to him that he is your Lord, you ask him into your heart. He is here for you. You are saved. Believe that. If there's anyone who has this doubt, they think, "I hope I am. I hope I'm saved." You better look at this again. You have to believe. Believe and you are. I've run out of words. I don't know that I can say any more. Where's Jen?